This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
He shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning, and welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Lots to get to over the course of the hour. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day's on the other side of the glass. We're going to recap the week that was, and we'll revisit some of the great conversations we've had over the course of the week about the Atlantic Division champion Florida Panthers. They clinched the Atlantic Division title back in the finale of the regular season on Tuesday, that win over Toronto. It was a fourth straight victory for the Panthers to round out the regular season. So we'll relive the week that was. Coming up next segment, we will hear a great conversation I had with Panthers head coach Paul Maurice as the Panthers are getting set to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning in round one. By the way, that series begins tomorrow. We'll go over all the times of the games and lay it all out for you, the whole schedule for the week ahead here in just a moment. And then later on in the program, we will visit a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast as Jamison Olive and I were joined by NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp. And you can catch him throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs along with the whole crew on NHL Network doing great work as always. So again, lots to get to over the course of the hour here. And coming up this segment, we will hear from Alexander Barkov. We'll hear from Sam Reinhart. We'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice as the Panthers practiced yesterday and getting prepared for the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow. So just in mentioning the series ahead, 12:30 tomorrow, Panthers begin round one. It'll be game one at Amerant Bank Arena, 12:30 matinee. We're on the air with Panthers preview at noon. Now, if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, AM 790 WAXY is going to be your place to find us. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up in the Treasure Coast. And then, of course, we'll be able to find us on SiriusXM, NHL Network Radio, Channel 91 for tomorrow's game. You can find us on the Panthers app, as always. The NHL app makes it so easy as well. Lots of different places to find us. Game two of the series will be Tuesday night at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. That's going to be a 7:30 start. Tuesday night, game two, 7:30. 7 o'clock will be on the air with Panthers preview. The series will shift to Tampa for game three on Thursday night at 7. Game four is going to be a week from today at 5 o'clock. One of those twilight starts. So 5 o'clock we'll have you ready for the Panthers and the Lightning game four. And then, if necessary, the old asterisk, if necessary, game five would be Monday, April 29th. Game six is going to be Wednesday, May 1st. And game seven would be Saturday, May 4th. Games five and seven, of course, in Sunrise. Game six would be over in Tampa. So that's a layout of how the series is going to be broken down in terms of the when, the where, all that right there. And it all starts tomorrow, 12:30, Panthers and the Lightning at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. All the Panthers ticket information, floridapanthers.com is where to go. to keep tabs on all that. You can get your Atlantic Division Championship gear up for the playoffs with our Division Champs merch. Grab your playoff gear before it's too late. FLATeamshop.com is your place to go. You don't want to miss any of that. I also mentioned how the series will be shifting to Tampa for Game 3 on Thursday. Well, Panthers fans, you can come on down to Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park as your Cats take on the Tampa Bay Lightning for Game 3 on Thursday. That's going to be Thursday night, April 25th, this Thursday night. Enjoy drink specials, giveaways, Panthers hockey, and more. FloridaPanthers.com/CatsOnTap is where to go for more information. A watch party there, that's going to be for Game 3 when the series moves over to Tampa. You can watch the game with a bunch of your fellow Panthers fans, so you don't want to miss any of that. Exciting time. Stanley Cup playoffs are right here upon us, and they get going tomorrow. And this Panthers team is rolling into the postseason. So with that, why don't we get into breaking down the week that was. It was 1 week ago. We're still going to look back at the regular season because it was a really good regular season. The Panthers finished with 52 wins. They won the Atlantic Division. 26 home wins, 26 road wins. Didn't matter where they played, they were very consistent all season long. And they needed every one of those wins down the stretch to secure the Atlantic Division crown. Back on Saturday, it was yet another dramatic finish. The Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres 1 week ago. Since the last time we talked to you on Panthers Insider, Panthers played twice, the first of which a game against Buffalo. 1 week ago, it was a 3-2 overtime win for the Panthers. And here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Cousins down behind the net. It's Tkachuk. Happy Tkachuk out in front. Anton Lundell back. Anton, he scores. And this game is tied. Anton Lundell took that feed from Tkachuk. And he's able to snag a backhand. Right pass. Lukanen. Panthers tie this game at 1 with 14:58 to go in the first. Kov took Benson down. The Sabres maintain control of the puck. Dahlin had it taken away. Here's Kevin Stenlund off to the races down to our left. Stenlund in on net, makes a move. He scores! Kevin Stenlund! Shorthanded, and the Panthers have taken a 2-1 lead. Skinner in. Oh, what a save made by Sergei Bobrovsky with the outstretched left pad. And Skinner got by everyone, went to the backhand, and Sergei Bobrovsky makes an acrobatic save, his biggest save of the game, to keep things tied at 2. A Barkov, Dylan Cousins lost it though to Barkov. Barkov, short feed, here's a shot, Reinhart, he scores! Top shot, the overtime winner, Sam Reinhart, and the Panthers win it in overtime, 3-2 the final, 55 goals on the season for Sam Reinhart, and there's the overtime winner.
So that was 1 week ago, a Panthers overtime win over Buffalo. Sam Reinhart against his old team, just continuing his monster season. And he wasn't done yet. There was still one game to go after that. So Sam Reinhart was back to his old tricks on Tuesday. But just to lay out the way things would unfold then, the Panthers got that win over Buffalo. So what ended up happening after that? Monday night, you had the Boston Bruins playing the Washington Capitals. Boston lost that game. That's one of the reasons why Boston was able to squeeze into a playoff spot, I should say. Well, the Boston Bruins then went into the final day of their regular season the same night the Panthers would play their game 82. Boston was playing Ottawa in Boston. The Panthers had a Tuesday night matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs. If the Boston Bruins beat the Ottawa Senators, they would get the top spot in the Atlantic Division. If Boston didn't win that game, then the door would be open for the Panthers. And, well, the door was certainly open, and the Panthers, well, they burst right in to that opening. The Panthers ended up taking the Atlantic Division crown. It was about the second intermission. We knew that Boston did not beat Ottawa, so the division was there for the taking. The Panthers would beat the Leafs, and here are the highlights as the Panthers topped Toronto back on Tuesday night at Amerant Bank Arena in the regular season finale.
Montour for Bennett, left side, Elaine Tkachuk to the circle, across for Hagee, shot blockered away by Wall, up for three on the score for Hagee. He returns to line up and gets the Panthers on the board early in the second. Carter Hagee got to that bouncing puck in front of Wall, and the Panthers cut the deficit to 1. Here's Tkachuk, across, Forsling, shot, tip, they score, this game is tied. 9:28 to go here in the second, and it's a 2-2 game. Looks like he got a piece of that one. And we've got a whole new hockey game here just past the halfway point. in on net. A chance and a save made. Well, the rebound, they score. Barkov was stopped, and Reinhart cashes in. And the Panthers have taken the lead. It's 3-2. Sam Reinhart tacks on another. That's 56 on the season. Barkov keeps it alive. Far circle in front. Tarasenko. A shot save. Well, the rebound. Tarasenko in the corner trying to settle it. Gives to Barkov out to the right point. Montour locked and loaded. Long drive. He scores. A slapper from the line. It goes top shelf. And the Panthers take a 4-2 lead. Nylander a shot. And a blocker save made by Stolarz. Given now to LaRosa-Lynn. Right side a shot on the empty net. And they score. And it's Sam Reinhart from a long distance. And the Panthers take a 5-2 lead. And for Sam Reinhart, his second of the game. Reinhart with 57 now on the campaign. And that should seal it tonight, folks. LaRosa-Lynn in after it. Matthews grabs control. The final seconds are going to tick away. The fans to their feet. The Panthers win 5-2. And the Panthers are Atlantic Division champions in 2024. For the Panthers, it's off to the Stanley Cup playoffs, where a first-round matchup with the Tampa Bay Lightning is on tap. A renewal of the Sunshine State Showdown is next. The Panthers are Atlantic Division champion.
So that was Tuesday's game. The Panthers got the win. They took the top spot in the Atlantic Division with that victory. And now the Panthers will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning in round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And it all gets going tomorrow at 12:30. So the Panthers have begun practicing, preparing, getting ready for round one, game one. And yesterday, after the Panthers practiced out at the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial, had a chance to catch up with Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, and he says he can feel the excitement building.
Yeah, you can feel it coming. It's been a while since we clinched, so now it's the time, and now we got to prepare, and we feel it in this room. It's coming. Everything is about playoffs right now. All the new shirts, everything. So you see it's coming.
And obviously a matchup against a rival, a team that you guys know well. They know you guys well. What's it going to take against this Tampa Bay team? And how much fun is the rivalry aspect going to be here?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a battle. Like all the games against them for many years in the past. And this year and training camp games, even those games get very emotional. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun from both sides and just a hard battle. So we just want to play hard.
In the regular season, the playoffs. But how much is the way you guys finished that game 82 against Toronto kind of the blueprint for what you guys want to do to be successful in a playoff game?
Yeah, we actually in that game we saw like both sides of our game, like how we played past couple of weeks and how we want to play. And I think starting in the second and third period, we played exactly how we played most of the regular season. And we know it in this room, like when we decide as a group that we want to play that way, that's what you get from us. So we want to do that all the time when we step on the ice, and now is the best time to do it.
So Panthers captain Alexander Barkov right there. We also had a chance to hear from Panthers sniper Sam Reinhart coming off that 57-goal regular season. Here's Sam Reinhart first, says he's looking forward to the matchup against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I think all year it's an easy game to get up for. Certainly no matter who you're playing, game one, but you know, I think over the last couple of years, they're kind of the benchmark of success, right? So they're a team you want to beat to. You don't want to be there ourselves. So this is going to be a great test for us. So we're excited about the challenge.
And Sam Reinhart, one more from him. He was asked if the Panthers can use anything from that regular season series. The Panthers did take 2 out of 3 games from the Lightning during the regular season. Here's Sam Reinhart talking about whether or not the Panthers can use that to their advantage.
I mean, you watch those games maybe a little bit, but it's all about executing our game plan, sticking to what it gives us success, and whoever does that better is probably going to come out on top. So the more uncomfortable we can make them, they've obviously got some of the best talent in the world. So if we can minimize their time and space, make them feel as uncomfortable as possible, we're going to be better off.
So Sam Reinhart there, and here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice when he spoke to the media after yesterday's practice, and he describes the feeling coming to the rink, preparing for the playoffs and for this series.
It does feel different, though. It's you know, it's so much more intense, and it's also quite a bit easier. Like your day becomes more structured. You're not finished with one team and moving on to the next. There's no problem getting everybody's attention. There's no drama at this time of year. It's just excitement about the series starting. So there's a history between the two teams, and it's been exciting. And then there's the fresh start. So what's happened in the past matters not. Except if you can find some good in that, you're pushing that too. So yeah, the history and momentum get rewritten every time the puck drops. You get to reinvent yourself. And that's true of players. It's true. You have a bad shift, you go out and have a good one, right? Yeah. Lose a game, you got to get off the mat, and you got to find a way to win another one. So it'll be exciting.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there in the Sunshine State Showdown. Well, the rivalry renews tomorrow. Game one, Panthers Lightning, 12:30 at Amerant Bank Arena, 12 o'clock noon. We're on the air with Panthers Preview. And again, a programming note. If you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward County's AM 790 WAXY is your place to tune in for tomorrow's action. Game two is going to be Tuesday night, and that's going to start at 7:30. We'll be on the air with Panthers Preview at 7. Game three will be in Tampa. That's going to be Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And game four a week from today at 5 in Tampa. Game five back in Sunrise would be Monday the 29th with the old if necessary asterisk next to it. Game six would be Wednesday, May 1st in Tampa. Game seven would be Saturday, May 4th back at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. So that's how the series lays out, and sure to be an exciting one as the Panthers and the Lightning are set to meet in the playoffs once again. Panthers fans, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand new community gem in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Information about all of the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. Well, folks, we're going to step aside when we come back. A great conversation I had with Panthers head coach Paul Maurice a couple of days back as the Panthers are preparing for the Tampa Bay Lightning. We will revisit that coming up next segment. Again, Panthers and the Lightning at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Game one tomorrow, 12:30 noon. We're on the air with Panthers Preview.
A diaper
and
this
all
week
your
free?
Information
Sex them
for
free.
All things
Only Pampers
Stanley
Cruisers
playoffs,
360 have a 360 stretchy waistband.
FloridaPanthers.com is where to go. In the Stanley Cup playoffs across the league, by the way, folks, everything does get going today. So there is hockey to watch today. Starts in the Eastern Conference, 5 o'clock Eastern. The Islanders visiting the Carolina Hurricanes. Game 1 in that series matching up the second place Hurricanes, third place Islanders in the Metropolitan Division. And then the other Atlantic Division battle is going to be tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. Game 1, Toronto at Boston. And I know everybody's going to be locked in to all of that. Three of the four teams that are playing today were teams that the Panthers ousted from the playoffs last spring between the Bruins, the Leafs, and the Carolina Hurricanes. So again, lots to keep an eye on. It gets going for real today. I know everybody's going to be keeping tabs on it. The Panthers and the Lightning kick off their series tomorrow at 12:30 in the afternoon. We'll step aside. We'll come back. A chat with Paul Maurice is next. This is the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the Panthers Insider Show, talking Panthers hockey with you on a Saturday morning as we always do. It's the Panthers and the Lightning getting their series going tomorrow. Round one, game one, 12:30 noon. We will have Panthers Preview for you across the radio network. The action will get going again at 12:30 at Amerant Bank Arena on Sunrise, the site of games one and two of this series, as the Panthers will play the Lightning at home Tuesday night before the series moves over to Tampa for Game 3 on Thursday and Saturday. So that's what lies ahead immediately over the course of the next week for the Panthers as they match up against their cross-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning. And as they get prepared for this series, had a chance a couple of days back to chat with Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. And again, just a good conversation here, so let's get back to it. This is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and first thing I asked him was, after a regular season like the one the Panthers just had, they won 52 games, does he reflect back at all on the regular season as the team turns the page into the playoffs?
Yeah, you do reflect back because you need to find, I guess the word I would say, you need to find the thread. What's true of your team? What's the soul in terms of how you package, you know, your first challenge in the playoffs? So we want to, and we've been consistent this year. And I'll go back to training camp where I felt they were kind of all business right from day one. They came in, we ran the exact same camp, and they worked harder. So they came back with motivation. And then I just felt our year, I don't know that we wobbled early at all. We survived a little bit without those key guys, and then we got to be a very consistent game. So we would have blocks of this, you know, it's 4 or 5 game blocks three times a year that maybe we don't love our game. But that's a very consistent NHL team. If you have only 3 or 4 and it's blocks a game, so you're not going a month and a half where you win one, when you lose one, and you can't figure out why. We were very dialed in. When we got off our game, as every NHL team does, the players were, it was pretty easy for us to fix it. And so the March thing had more to do with a schedule-based, where we lost some games, and I think that had more to do with it. I really felt that they have a very clean understanding of the style of game that we're supposed to be playing right from the start, and I think that had a lot to do with the consistency in our game. And then it just, you know, how it goes, Doug. Now it's got to get amped up, right? It's just an adrenaline push now. So it's you need to know your game so that when the energy and the juice and the emotions of a playoff series come in, you can be at your best.
And I have kind of a two-parter follow-up here, but how much of it was guys just picking up right where they left off the season prior? And also, were you impressed at how quickly and somewhat seamlessly the new faces were able to jump right on board a moving train?
Well, a lot of the new faces aren't young. So the guys that we either signed or traded for had some time in the NHL. So those guys have experience, so they're picking up the systems. And they're not really trying to develop their game necessarily. They're trying to fit in their game. So it's easier when you bring in veteran players to do that. The guys that came back, one of the keys to the playoffs is you have to have some success and it has to be consistent so you can remember it. So we have got a 12-game run in the middle of our playoff run that was very consistent in terms of style of play. And the players remembered it. I mean, it became part of who they are.
And how easy does it make it for a team to be confident every single night when you get the goaltending you guys got every single night? I know you said you don't like to meddle too much in the goaltending, and you don't have to when it's going the way that it was.
It's huge because you don't have to ask the question, how much of the play of your team where their confidence is based on being afraid of their goaltending. So you'll get that. Like, in this course, where the goalies start to struggle a little bit, you can just see the game in front of them change. And it's certainly not a situation where, well, hey, our goalie's great, let's go see how many goals we can score, right? They don't hang them out to dry, but our goalies are hot. What happens to teams is when the goaltending wobbles a little bit, they give 2 feet ice. They don't want to make any mistakes anymore. So your risk profile goes right to the basement. You don't take any chances. And you force yourself into one-goal games, 1-0, 2-1 games. It puts more pressure on the goaltender. So what Sergei and Anthony did for us this year is they allowed the guys to kind of just play the game the right way without managing their risk profile because our goalies couldn't get near it.
Yes, finished on a 4-game win streak there to close out the season. Were you happy with how the team handled that? And does it help a team one way or the other? I know everything resets back to zero when you get to the playoffs, but does it help going in feeling good, coming off some victories?
Yeah, for sure. But the reason would be in the second period of the Toronto game, the last game, after the first, it was a loose period, and we don't like that as coaches or as players. That doesn't matter. Who doesn't like it is, can you fix it? Can you change it? Man, did they change it, right? So it was, we knew that we had a chance to finish first. Not that there was a benefit to finishing first. We were arm wrestling against people you're just trying to win. It doesn't matter what it's for. It's just, well, I'm going to beat you. So we had a chance to win something. And what I liked is the style of our second period. We got back on the puck. We got a little bit more physical. All of that's going to amp itself up. What was missing from our game maybe in the previous couple of weeks? And I'm not including that really heavy part of the schedule in March, because you're not winning all those games no matter what, right? But there was a stretch of hockey. What was missing was some of that physical intensity, which is a really, really big part of our game. There are really good teams in the NHL that don't play with the same kind of physical intensity that we do. But they're very, very skilled. They're very dynamic. And all they need then to be is sharp, and they need to be sharp, and they need to execute, and they need to be skating. So you can do those things without much emotion, right? Like you can skate fast, you can create. But it's hard to play with the emotion that we need to play with to be as good as we can be when you're locked into the playoffs and now you're going and then you're coming off a year where last year you went 2 months of it and you know guys with broken bones playing. It's hard to jack yourself up like that. So even in that time in March, and I think you and I talked about it, I wasn't barking too hard at them. I was a little grumpy if we didn't play very well, but you knew that they were gearing themselves up for this. I've never liked the concept you just flip a switch. I don't like that, because you don't flip a switch. What you do is you kind of wait for the plunger and you get the adrenaline push. So you do what you do, and then, yeah, we are going to play way harder in a couple of days than we've played all year. But we should have the capacity to do that, because we play pretty damn hard all year.
And one more on the first 82 before we talk about the series. You guys win the division. Going into that game against Toronto, you knew there were multiple factors that had to happen. Multiple boxes had to be checked to be able to win the division. Did the message get relayed to the bench that it was yours for the taking, that Boston had lost that game and the door was open? Or is that something the guys found out afterward? How does that process go?
Oh, we knew in between periods. That's we didn't have it relay, and they didn't tell us everything that was going on. We knew after the first period that there was a possibility. Now Ottawa was up 2-0, but we didn't like our game, so we barked at them and let them know where it was at, that it might be there. And then after the second and third, we really liked our game. So what pushes you for the last 20 minutes? Well, it's 3-1. And we got a chance. And again, it's not like there's a big prize, right? Toronto, Tampa, there's two phenomenal teams. There's no, we don't have to travel as much. Well, neither does Tampa, right? So there's no advantage to who we were going to play next, except you had a chance to win something. And when you get a chance, if you're competitive, you want to win.
Now going into this series, exciting times with another edition of the Sunshine State Showdown on tap here. Are you already starting to feel some of the excitement, maybe a different type of excitement with it being a rivalry matchup like this?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been part of the Florida-Tampa matchup. I've been part of definitely some playoff series that were against your closest rivals, and there is a difference in them. Every playoff series kind of takes on its own personality, but when it's a rival, that personality is already formed before the puck drops, right? There's an anger and an intensity, and both teams know each other, and they push each other's buttons, and you know what? I mean, what a great challenge. So both teams, I think, came into their prime at almost the same time, Tampa a little bit ahead of us, and then we went through a pretty significant change of style. And now we're kind of meeting both. I think we're a little bit retooled. They're certainly, when I get to the finals, we went to the finals last year. They did it 3 straight years in a row. That tells you the depth of not just the skill level of the individual players, the quality of their coaching, the quality of their game. And we think we're in the mix with them now. So it's a great time for us to kind of come back together. And it's awesome for Florida hockey. I mean, I came into this league when these were expansion teams. And there were an awful lot of years there where the buildings were completely empty. And there were a lot of questions about, could hockey thrive in a markets like these? Well, the buildings will be jammed. It'll be insane in terms of the energy level. We're in a brand new facility. We've got youth program here. Tampa's got phenomenal youth programs, so it's almost like you get two established NHL teams, except they're in Florida, right? So this is going to be so good for hockey down here, too.
And we'll have a chance to talk maybe more X's and O's as we get closer to game one, but the preparation for you going up against a team, as you mentioned, there really aren't secrets between these two teams. Both are familiar with what makes the other successful. How do you prepare for this one here coming up?
Well, we will just take an extended program. So we have a certain way of preparing for a team on any given day. And we look at basically how they move the puck and how they defend. And then we'll just take a longer look at that. And we will divide it over days. So instead of having your meeting, you know, an hour and a half before the game where you present the team, now you're going to 2 days in before. It's a little longer. But we're not in a situation where we want that to be a two-hour meeting. Like I said, we know each other. And we know what the plan is for each other. We try to get as concise as we possibly can, but we do go into far more detail, and that's it. So we've been running the same program for 2 years, so there's a lot of routine to this, which the players very much like. They know what they're going to get. We're just going to spread it out over a couple of days.
And last thing, last year a lot of guys experienced a deep run like that for the first time, and as you mentioned, it was incredibly grueling. But now, going into the playoffs again, do you sense a different kind of excitement from the guys, knowing that hunger that they want to get back and experience what they did last year and take it a step further?
Yeah. I felt from, like I said, going back to training camp, there was a different kind of focus. This was a serious group. We sit into the meetings now, you get everybody's attention, and they know they need to be dialed in. You don't have to explain to them. We've been talking about how hard you play for a year and a half here. And they all understand that. The excitement now is just waiting for it to come, right? This is a more mature group. I think we're a little deeper. They're a little deeper than they were last year in the playoffs. We're a little deeper when we came in. We got five lines. I can only dress four. We got five lines of NHL players. We got nine defensemen. We still have some players playing in Charlotte that played in the Stanley Cup final for us last year. So we have a little bit more depth there. And we have a shared experience by a big chunk of our guys. We know what this is going to be like.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. And again, big thanks to him for his time. Great conversation, getting us ready for the start of the playoffs, looking back at some of the success stories from the regular season, and there were many. And again, tomorrow it all gets going for real for the Panthers and the Lightning, 12:30 faceoff at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll have a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. You can find the full video version now at floridapanthers.com. But Mike Rupp, NHL Network analyst, was kind enough to join Jameson Olive and I as we get ready for the Panthers and the Lightning tomorrow. We'll have some of that coming up on the other side of the break. This is Panthers Insider, the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass, getting you set for the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. For the Panthers, the Stanley Cup playoffs start tomorrow, 12:30 at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Noon, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. And if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward County's AM 790 WAXY is your place to catch all the action tomorrow. So we will have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. That's where you can find all the Panthers Stanley Cup playoff action up in the Palm Beaches. Of course, Real Radio 101.7, the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app also takes all the guesswork out of it. If you can't find us in your area, if you're out of the area, get the Panthers app and hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. And, well, folks, time to get into a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. It's available right now at floridapanthers.com, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts. And you can find the video version of it as well at floridapanthers.com. But Jameson Olive and I were joined by former Stanley Cup champion, by former National Hockey Leaguer, current NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp. And by the way, you can watch NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. We had a chance to catch up with him to talk about this series. He said he is maybe more excited about this series than any of the other first-round series. So the first thing I asked Mike Rupp is what intrigues him the most about the Panthers and the Lightning getting going tomorrow?
It's different now. I mean, the Florida Panthers are the team now, right? Like, they're the ones that are being hunted here, I feel like. This is a team that, man, over the last few years, and everybody knows that from the President's Trophy to the run last year to what we've seen this year, I love what they've built down there, and what you guys have on that ice is it's a throwback team a little bit in some ways, and I'm a big fan of that. And it's also you know, just a well-connected group, like a solid hockey team that is going to be going against what we are all waiting for a very long time, to start building more of a rivalry in the playoffs, and that's against Tampa Bay Lightning. So, and we know about the success that that team's had in recent years. So, man, I love it. A little bit of hatred's always good in the playoffs, and I think we'll see plenty of that.
And Mike, on what the Panthers did last year, obviously they had to beat so many great teams to get to the final. You talk about the historically good Bruins, the Maple Leafs, the Carolina Hurricanes, but they didn't have to go through Tampa. So what are your thoughts just about them kind of having to beat, like you said, their cross-state rivals in order to kick this things off? Do you think that can help having a game that has this much kind of magnitude and juice to it for round one?
Yeah, I think so. And I find that the playoffs are interesting because I always felt as a player too, and I don't know, maybe that's just you're trying to look at the glass half full. Even in years that I've lost in the first round, sometimes you just sit there and you're like, man, if we just could have gotten out of that round, like just getting, I'm telling you, like it's deemed amongst players, like the first round is always the most difficult because I feel like anything can kind of go. And once you get out of that first round, I think the Panthers are a perfect example last year. Now, all of a sudden, you start getting the special feels, right? You start understanding like, all right, well, we play connected like this or make sacrifices like this. We can go on a pretty special run. The one big difference I see with this Panthers team, and it's, you know, last year was a magical run. They've done a great job this year of showing that, yes, that was a magical run, but we're a really good hockey club. And the difference is last year they found ways to win. And a lot of times the ice was tilted towards them, right? Like they were dealing with it in a lot of those games. And I mean, geez, you can even go back to that Carolina series. I know the results were heavily in the favor of the Florida Panthers, but the gameplay didn't necessarily look like it. But that's also what you got to do in the playoffs. You've got to find a way. And they were the epitome of finding a way last year. This year, they control games. Like they have that innate ability to come back. They've established that within this group. They're a hardworking group, but they also have developed and grown in their game where now they're not sitting there and have to have an incredible goaltending performance and timely goals. They can control a game from the get-go. And I think that that's something really special. And that gives them probably even more of a chance to win every night and, you know, could set them up really well in this postseason.
And Mike, looking at what you mentioned there, the success the Panthers had last season, going through this season, going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, how much of an X factor, and it's kind of a simple thing because we saw what he was able to accomplish last year, but you always hear drag the team into the fight. Matthew Tkachuk, a guy like that that has that it factor that sometimes you can't even explain it. We saw that come to the forefront last year. What is it about his style of play that, in your mind, lends itself not only to success in the playoffs, but it's infectious throughout a team as well?
Well, he's certainly skilled, and I don't think he gets enough credit. I know guys on the ice know how good he is, guys who play against him. I mean, you see the point totals that he's put up in the last number of years and the timeliness, and he's able to elevate his game. I mean, he's a good hockey player. He is a smart hockey player, but he also, you know, is okay with just putting the puck behind you and going and putting your face into the glass. And I find that that is something unique because the high-end guys, the players, they are capable of getting 100 points, generally don't bring that type of element, right? So now all of a sudden, you know, there's certain physical attributes that can be ignored from star players on other teams. Like, for an example, you know, you could sit there and if you could be a third, fourth line guy that brings a lot of physical elements to your game, and you try to get in the face of a skilled guy, if that skilled guy is smart at all, he's going to be like, I'm not spending any time with this because you don't play as much as I do. I'm more important than you are. And what are you going to say if Matthew Tkachuk gets in your face? Because you might not be as important as he is. He is as good, if not probably better than you. So I feel like those are things that makes him even more of a headache to play against. What are you going to say? You can't have a snide remark and not confront Matthew Tkachuk. Like, you're going to have to take him head on, and that's exactly what he wants you to do. And plus, it doesn't stop there. I mean, this is a group, I think, throughout the lineup, and maybe it starts with Matthew Tkachuk, and that's something they've cultivated here since that President's Trophy winning team of that a couple years ago. Like, they're a hard team to play against. I mean, they've got a lot of guys you're going to play hard, get in your face, and do the little things. So, yeah, leads him in the fight. I don't even know how much he needs to lead him in the fight anymore, because I feel like all the guys are in the fight now. And I think that that's part of changing that culture, and they've done a great job of it.
And you talk about the fight. Sam Bennett talked about earlier this year. They have a pack mentality, is kind of how he describes it. Have you been on teams like that? And when that's the case, when anyone gets bumped, all the dogs are in the fight. How much does that change kind of the look and feel of a team and the locker room when every guy has every guy's back?
You feel in the room, but I even think of it more so as playing against teams like that. And I think in my career, there were some teams where, you know, for an example, and not just, this has nothing to do with even fighting. It's just, there's been some soft teams that go out and they acquire a guy individually that they're thinking, all right, that guy's going to make us a tougher team. I still remember, you guys remember George LaRocque, big, scary man. Really scary. I never fought him, thank God, and that was by choice. I don't want to fight him. I didn't, you know what I mean? And Montreal went out and they were a soft team. They got him. They weren't a tough team. I just needed to know when that guy was on the ice. You know what I mean? Used to play against the Ottawa Senators. And I'm sure they had Chris Neal. He was very tough, but they had every guy. You touch anybody, Mike Fisher's getting in there. Chris Kelly's getting in there. I mean, you had Jason Spezza wouldn't put up with crap. I mean, you go over to Daniel Alfredson, a Hall of Famer. Like, he's going to get in your face, give you a little face wash if you touch anybody. And that was you had a hell of a time playing against teams like that. Because it wasn't like if you went to lean on a group, or sorry, an individual, you had a group leaning on you back. I mean, it's exhausting. And not many teams can kind of have that. Florida does. And I think that's something that really serves them well.
And we talk about individuals. We talked about Matthew.
So Mike Rupp right there from NHL Network, kind enough to join us on the Territory Talk podcast. So again, folks, if you want to check out the whole episode with the video as well, you can go over to FloridaPanthers.com. You can watch NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Always great to catch up with him. I know caught up with him during the Stanley Cup run to the final last season during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it was just a great guy to catch up with. Like I said, a longtime NHLer, former Stanley Cup winner, and again, great to hear from him. So we thank him for his time. Coming up on the end of Panthers Insider here, so again, to lay it all out for you, the Panthers will begin their first round series against Tampa Bay tomorrow, 12:30. The puck drops. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at noon a.m. 790 WAXY. Your place to tune in if you're listening from Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Take all the guesswork out of it. Get the Panthers app. Hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. Game 2 is Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Game 3, the series will shift over to Tampa for that. Thursday at 7. Game 4, a week from today at 5. If necessary, Game 5, Monday, April 29th at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Game 6, Wednesday, May 1st over in Tampa. Game 7 would be Saturday, May 4th in Sunrise. So that's how the series lines up, the when and the where. Panthers set to begin the defense of their Eastern Conference championship from last spring. Panthers and the Lightning. First round series gets going tomorrow. The Stanley Cup playoffs get going elsewhere today. You've got the Islanders in Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes at 5. And then tonight, the Leafs visiting the Bruins. Game 1 of that series, the other Atlantic Division series. That's an 8 o'clock Eastern game. And then tomorrow, the Panthers will get going against the Lightning at 12:30. That's it for this edition of Panthers Insider. Again, big thanks over the course of the week, Mike Rupp, Paul Maurice, for their time. And again, tomorrow, the Panthers will begin the Stanley Cup playoffs, a 12:30 matchup, Game 1, against the Tampa Bay Lightning, a first-round best-of-7 series. Big thanks to all of you who tuned in. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers. Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass, getting you set for the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. For the Panthers, the Stanley Cup playoffs start tomorrow, 12:30 at Amerant Bank Arena on Sunrise. Noon, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. And if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward counties, AM 790 WAXY is your place to catch all the action tomorrow. So we will have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. That's where you can find all the Panthers Stanley Cup playoff action up in the Palm Beaches. Of course, Real Radio 101.7, the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app also takes all the guesswork out of it. If you can't find us in your area, if you're out of the area, get the Panthers app and hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. And, well, folks, time to get into a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. It's available right now at FloridaPanthers.com, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts. And you can find the video version of it as well at FloridaPanthers.com. But Jameson Olive and I were joined by former Stanley Cup champion, by former National Hockey Leaguer, current NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp. And by the way, you can watch NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. We had a chance to catch up with him to talk about this series. He said he is maybe more excited about this series than any of the other first-round series. So the first thing I asked Mike Rupp is what intrigues him the most about the Panthers and the Lightning getting going tomorrow?
It's different now. I mean, the Florida Panthers are the team now, right? Like, they're the ones that are being hunted here, I feel like. This is a team that, man, over the last few years, and everybody knows that from the President's Trophy to the run last year to what we've seen this year, I love what they've built down there, and what you guys have on that ice is it's a throwback team a little bit in some ways, and I'm a big fan of that. And it's also you know, just a well-connected group, like a solid hockey team that is going to be going against what we are all waiting for a very long time, to start building more of a rivalry in the playoffs, and that's against Tampa Bay Lightning. So, and we know about the success that team's had in recent years. So, man, I love it. A little bit of hatred is always good in the playoffs, and I think we'll see plenty of that.
And Mike, on what the Panthers did last year, obviously they had to beat so many great teams to get to the final. You talk about the historically good Bruins, the Maple Leafs, the Carolina Hurricanes, but they didn't have to go through Tampa. So what are your thoughts just about them kind of having to beat, like you said, their cross-state rivals in order to kick this things off? Do you think that can help having a game that has this much kind of magnitude and juice to it for round one?
Yeah, I think so. And I find that the playoffs are interesting because I always felt as a player too, and I don't know, maybe that's just you're trying to look at the glass half full. Even in years that I've lost in the first round, sometimes you just sit there and you're like, man, if we just could have gotten out of that round, like just getting, I'm telling you, like it's deemed amongst players, like the first round is always the most difficult because I feel like anything can kind of go. And once you get out of that first round, I think the Panthers are a perfect example last year. Now, all of a sudden, start getting the special feels, right? You start understanding like, all right, well, we play connected like this, or make sacrifices like this, we can go on a pretty special run. The one big difference I see with this Panthers team, and it's, you know, last year was a magical run. They've done a great job this year of showing that, yes, that was a magical run, but we're a really good hockey club. And the difference is last year they found ways to win. And a lot of times the ice was tilted towards them, right? Like they were dealing with it in a lot of those games. And I mean, geez, you can even go back to that Carolina series. I know the results were heavily in the favor of the Florida Panthers, but the gameplay didn't necessarily look like it. But that's also what you got to do in the playoffs. You've got to find a way. And they were the epitome of finding a way last year. This year, they control games. Like they have that innate ability to come back. They've established that within this group. They're a hardworking group, but they also have developed and grown in their game where now they're not sitting there and have to have an incredible goaltending performance and timely goals. They can control a game from the get-go. And I think that that's something really special. And that gives them probably even more of a chance to win every night and, you know, could set them up really well in this postseason.
And Mike, looking at what you mentioned there, the success the Panthers had last season, going through this season, going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, how much of an X factor, and it's kind of a simple thing because we saw what he was able to accomplish last year, but you always hear drag the team into the fight. Matthew Tkachuk, a guy like that that has that it factor that sometimes you can't even explain it. We saw that come to the forefront last year. What is it about his style of play that, in your mind, lends itself not only to success in the playoffs, but it's infectious throughout a team as well?
Well, he's certainly skilled. And I don't think he gets enough credit. I know guys on the ice know how good he is, guys who play against him. I mean, you see the point totals that he's put up in the last number of years and the timeliness, and he's able to elevate his game. I mean, he's a good hockey player. He is a smart hockey player. But he also, is okay with just putting the puck behind you and going and putting your face into the glass. And I find that that is something unique because the high-end guys, the players – they are capable of getting 100 points, generally don't bring that type of element, right? So now all of a sudden, you know, there's certain physical attributes that can be ignored from star players on other teams. Like, for an example, you could sit there and if you could be a third, fourth line guy that brings a lot of physical elements to your game, and you try to get in the face of a skilled guy, if that skilled guy is smart at all, he's going to be like, I'm not spending any time with this because you don't play as much as I do. I'm more important than you are. And what are you going to say if Matthew Tkachuk gets in your face? Because you might not be as important as he is. He is as good, if not probably better than you. So I feel like those are things that makes him even more of a headache to play against. What are you going to say? You can't have a snide remark and not confront Matthew Tkachuk. Like, you're going to have to take him head on, and that's exactly what he wants you to do. And plus, it doesn't stop there. I mean, this is a group, I think, throughout the lineup, and maybe it starts with Matthew Tkachuk, and that's something they've cultivated here since that President's Trophy winning team of that a couple years ago. Like, they're a hard team to play against. I mean, they've got a lot of guys who are going to play hard, get in your face, and do the little things. So, leads them in the fight. I don't even know how much he needs to lead them in the fight anymore, because I feel like all the guys are in the fight now. And I think that that's part of changing that culture, and they've done a great job of it.
And you talk about the fight. Sam Bennett talked about earlier this year. They have a pack mentality, is kind of how he describes it. Have you been on teams like that? And when that's the case, when anyone gets bumped, all the dogs are in the fight. How much does that change kind of the look and feel of a team and the locker room when every guy has every guy's back?
You feel it in the room, but I even think of it more so as playing against teams like that. And I think in my career, there were some teams where, you know, for an example, and not just and this has nothing to do with even fighting. It's just there's been some soft teams that go out and they acquire a guy individually that they're thinking, all right, that guy's going to make us a tougher team. I still remember, you guys remember George Laroque, big scary man. Really scary. I never fought him, thank God, and that was by choice. I don't want to fight him. I didn't, you know what I mean? And Montreal went out and they were a soft team. They got him. They weren't a tough team. I just needed to know when that guy was on the ice. You know what I mean? And I used to play against the Ottawa Senators. I'm sure they had Chris Neal. He was very tough, but they had every guy. You touch anybody, Mike Fisher's getting in there. Chris Kelly's getting in there. I mean, you had Jason Spezza wouldn't put up with crap. I mean, you go over to Daniel Alfredson, a Hall of Famer. Like, he's going to get in your face, give you a little face wash if you touch anybody. And that was you had a hell of a time playing against teams like that. Because it wasn't like if you went to lean on a group, or sorry, an individual, you had a group leaning on you back. I mean, it's exhausting. And not many teams can kind of have that. Florida does. And I think that's something that really serves them well.
And we talk about individuals. We talked about Matthew.
So Mike Rupp right there from NHL Network, kind enough to join us on the Territory Talk podcast. So again, folks, if you want to check out the whole episode with the video as well, you can go over to FloridaPanthers.com. You can watch NHL Network analyst Mike Rupp on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Always great to catch up with him. I know caught up with him during the Stanley Cup run to the final last season during the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it was just a great guy to catch up with. Like I said, a longtime NHLer, former Stanley Cup winner, and again, great to hear from him. So we thank him for his time. Coming up on the end of Panthers Insider here,
So again, to lay it all out for you, the Panthers will begin their first round series against Tampa Bay tomorrow, 12:30. The puck drops. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at noon a.m. 790 WAXY. Your place to tune in if you're listening from Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Take all the guesswork out of it. Get the Panthers app. Hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. Game two is Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Game three, the series will shift over to Tampa for that. Thursday at 7, game four a week from today at 5. If necessary, game five, Monday, April 29th at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Game six, Wednesday, May 1st over in Tampa. Game seven would be Saturday, May 4th. In Sunrise. So that's how the series lines up, the when and the where. Panthers set to begin the defense of their Eastern Conference championship from last spring. Panthers and the Lightning. First round series gets going tomorrow. The Stanley Cup playoffs get going elsewhere today. You've got the Islanders in Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes at 5, and then tonight the Leafs visiting the Bruins, game one of that series, the other Atlantic Division series. That's an 8 o'clock Eastern game, and then tomorrow the Panthers will get going against the Lightning at 12:30. That's it for this edition of Panthers Insider. Again, big thanks over the course of the week, Mike Rupp, Paul Maurice, for their time, and again, tomorrow the Panthers will begin the Stanley Cup playoffs, a 12:30 matchup, game one against the Tampa Bay Lightning, first-round best-of-seven series. Big thanks to all of you who tuned in. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.